Welcome to Module 4. Well, after Module 3 and all the work that you did with that, it's a good thing that Module 4 is fairly simple. It's basically something that I just want you to take a little bit of time looking through, surfing through the web, and getting an idea for how varied organizations in racing can be. But basically, they fall into the following categories. Breed registries or associations, track associations, horsemen's associations, regulatory associations, or multi-purpose. And many of these will be covered specifically in the appropriate module, so I don't want to duplicate the efforts here. But I would like to point out that we will be looking at North American organizations, but the same type of organizations exist around the world. The breed registries, equine and canine, certainly are all over the world, and we will cover those specifically in the following chapters. The breed associations are generally the American Quarter Horse Association, the Jockey Club, which is the breed registry for thoroughbreds, the United States Trotting Association, which is the breed registry for the standard bred or harness horse, the Appaloosa Club, the Paint Horse, and the National Greyhound Association. We will talk about those specifically. Track associations. These would be organizations with members that are racetracks, are the TRA, Thoroughbred Racing Association, the HTA, Harness Tracks of America, and AGTOA, A-G-T-O-A, which is the American Greyhound Track Operators Association. Horsemen's Association consists of the National HBPA, which is the Horsemen's Benevolence and Protective Association. Then most states have a state chapter of an HBPA. We have the Thoroughbred Owners of California. Their setup is a little bit different than the traditional HBPA, and they were very cutting edge. Rather than being an organization of the trainers, the owners are much more involved in California with the TOC. And then there's the THC, Thoroughbreds Horsemen. And they are a group of horsemen's associations in the Mid-Atlantic region. All states do have a racing commission or a department of racing. Some fall under gaming, some fall under big business and regulatory. But every state does have a state agency that oversees the rules and regulations of racing. The titles may be different, although the most common title is a racing commission. Multi-purpose organization. I have one under that. That's the NTRA, National Thoroughbred Racing Association. This organization is involved in a number of different activities within the thoroughbred and quarter horse racing industry. They look at issues involving medication, drug testing, marketing, legislation, and cooperative buying for their member racetracks. So I think it would be most beneficial if you'd go to the internet site, surf through, see just the expanse of racing organizations that there are out there. This is not something that you're going to be required to memorize everyone out there. As we get to these specific organizations that are important, we will deal with those one at a time.